episode 1057, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going? Can you believe it's already Saturday? The first Saturday in December. Now, do you have your calendar all planned out? Hopefully it's empty today. Okay, knowing you, it's not empty. But guess what? It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's relationship builders, and that's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's countdown to Christmas, the most wonderful time of the year. But with the hustle and bustle and jam-packed calendar, it's easy to miss the magic in our marriage. Yet that is truly where the most wonderful time of the year should be. How is it for you? Where is your marriage today? Are you looking forward to hanging out in your sweats, or better yet, your pajamas, cuddled up all day, no places to go, just being you as a couple? Or do you struggle to find a smile in your heart, too worried about all the other stuff, whatever that stuff is? Relationships are really complicated. Marriage takes work, but it's so worth every moment of effort that we put in. The rewards are greater than the pain we go through. You deserve to have your marriage be magical. Just like Christmas is magical, there's something about it. It's just, you walk outside and you see all the twinkling lights and you see a full moon and you see smiles on your face and strangers become friends. This is the holiday. I want it to be the most wonderful time of the year for you. So I'm sending you shopping. Woohoo! Everybody loves shopping, right? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Go shopping for the little nuances. You want to have that magic in your marriage, that extra sizzle, something special. You know, you always look for that little gift under the tree. Well, the little gift can be found actually in our heart, but we have to be searching for it, so we have to go shopping. Okay, so guys, I know this is probably not up your alley, but you're going to enjoy it because what I send you shopping for, you will remember. And ladies, it is all about the guys. I mean, they got to be taken care of. And so this, well, it'll be easy for you to remember because it is your guy. So when you go shopping for the little nuances, I want you to think about this as the subtle changes that are missed when we're just so busy, when we keep ourselves spinning in circles, filling our lives with activities, some that have meaning and others not so much. It just takes an hour here or 30 minutes there and 2 hours on the freeway, and where does it get us? Nowhere closer together. You see, that's what marriage is. It's about bringing us together. And so I thought, well, let's kind of change it up a little bit. I love the holidays. As you know, I very much am in love with Christmas. It's a very, very special time of the year since I was basically conceived until even now. It's just something that holds a very special place in my heart. So as I was thinking about what can we talk about when it comes to marriage? Having that magic. Have you ever watched those Hallmark movies? Go to the Hallmark Channel. They're awesome. Yeah, bring your box of Kleenex. You'll need those too. But what is it that draws us in on those movies? It's that love. It's that connection. That spark. It's when you plug in your lights and all of a sudden it goes from this dark green tree to something that sparkles so bright. It warms every fiber of your being. And you just feel like this is it, the most wonderful time of the year. But what breaks my heart is most of us aren't living those Hallmark Channel movies, are we? We're living a life of chaos, of struggles and challenges and trials and tribulations because life happens. But we forget that we have a choice. And we have the opportunity to make a difference in our marriages. That doesn't mean that you need to sit back and let everybody else do the work, because we've got to put in that effort too. So why not go shopping, because it is the most wonderful time of the year. So let's break this kiss down. Go shopping for the little nuances. Okay, guys, I already told you, you would love this one because you're going to go shopping for a car. Who would have thought? And yes, ladies, you're going to remember it because most guys, they love their cars. So here it is. I want to break it down for you. It is an acronym, CAR, C-A-R. The C is characteristic. The characteristics, the trait. You got to go shopping for the characteristics, something distinguishing about your lover, about your sweetheart. You see, as we grow, as we mature, as we gain more wisdom, we experience different circumstances, we have life-altering situations, we change a little bit and our characteristics can shift, usually in a good way, but it means that sometimes some stand a little bit brighter than others. So maybe when you were dating, a characteristic that stood out was honesty. And that is a great characteristic. But then life goes on and all of a sudden it's like humble pie. And that's what's showing up more and more and more. But when you are caught in your own busy, you forget to go and find these little characteristics, these little nuances that jump out at us, and they should. But because we see them every single day, we just don't notice them. So I want you to go shopping for the characteristic, the thing that's different about your sweetheart, the thing that's like, oh, that's what I love about him now. That's what I love about her now. I mean, yeah, I loved all this other stuff when I married her, and that's great, but now look at her. Now she shines in a different way. That's your C in car. All right, stay with me here. A is for addiction. I know, that's kind of a hard one, isn't it? Well, when you sit here and try to find words to meet everything that you need to have met to have this magical marriage, you got to come up with some words that just really jump out. And addiction is one of them. Now, I mean addiction in a good way. I'm not talking about alcohol or drugs, not that kind of negative, horrible, life-altering, the wrong way kind of altering addiction. I'm talking about the passion. What is it about your partner, about your spouse that just makes them on fire? Maybe all of a sudden they're interested in guitars. Who would have thought? When you were dating, music was kind of there, but nothing like it is now. Now he's like an encyclopedia on guitars. He could tell you everything. That's something awesome. That's something new. And it's something that you can learn with him. That doesn't mean you have to learn to play the guitar, unless if you really want to. But having that interest and noticing it, it brings up conversation. It allows you what? To create a connection. It's all about creating your now. And that's what you're doing here. When you go shopping for your car, you're looking for those little nuances, the special magic that makes your sweetheart near and dear to your heart right now at this moment. And yes, has that changed? Look back. How long have you been married? Maybe you've been married 10 years ago. So what was it like 10 years ago when you said, I do? Now look back 5 years ago. Maybe just after the first child was born or the second. How has life changed since then? And now the third one, and now you're about ready to celebrate 11 years. We do change. People change. And that's why it's important that we notice these little things, these subtle things, but they're not so subtle and they shouldn't be. They should be those diamonds, those sparkles, those lights that just beam and just brighten up every aspect of a dark room. So one of them, of course, is the addiction. So what is your sweetheart's addiction? So you got the C, the characteristic. You got the A, the addiction. Yeah, you got to bring in that passion. What do you think R could be? Come on, it's a car. It's recreation. You got it. It's the activity. I know, pretty simple, isn't it? And you're probably like, well, yeah, I guess it's pretty simple, but it can be very complicated too. We get older and, well, some muscles don't move as well as others, or sometimes some move better than others. Our lives change. We get involved in different activities. We have children. And that begins to shift our focus, our interest. And that's really what our recreation is. It's our interest, what we like to do. You know, the passion with the addiction may be the guitar and playing guitar, but now the recreation is really going out and just going to concerts. Why? Because you're in a position where you can buy tickets and actually go to these concerts and listen to them with a different ear. Now, I know that may sound boring to some, but if this is what your spouse absolutely loves, you got to pay attention. You see, that's where the magic is. When you watch those Hallmark movies and you're looking for that magic is what? It's so subtle. And when you blink, if you're not paying attention, you miss it. And it's unfortunate that most of us are missing it. And it breaks my heart. And relationships then go down the tube and marriages are broken. Maybe you're sitting in a broken marriage right now and you're like, the car is the last thing I need to be shopping for. No, it's not. That's one thing that can begin to light the magic in your marriage. Again. Now, no, it's not the answer to everything. Because it takes a lot of work. You've got the car, but you need God too. You need prayer. You need time together. Sometimes you need to just figure life out. Maybe you guys are running in two different directions. Not because you want to, but because of your jobs or because of the children. It takes time to come together and work together and have that connection. But we all long for that. We all long for love. You can have the most wonderful time of year all the time. But you have to be willing to go shopping for it. And I know a lot of us, all right, guys, I know you don't want to go shopping, but you need to go shopping for the car. Ladies, seriously, my friends, my sisters, you got to go shopping for the car, the characteristic, the addiction, the recreation. See what makes him different now. Notice it. Respect it. Honor it. You know, everybody wants to be needed. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be noticed. Have you noticed your husband lately? Have you noticed your spouse? Have you noticed your wife? And truly honoring her, honoring him by saying, you know what, lately, I just noticed how you work so hard and you always go the extra mile when you're volunteering at church. There's something about it. And I can just tell you're so happy. And when you're that happy, it makes me happy. Whoa, stop right there. Fireworks, that's awesome. That's called magic right then. And you're like, but that wasn't anything. It is something because you are honoring and respecting your spouse. And we don't do that anymore. We're caught in the technology. How is technology honoring and respecting your spouse? It's not. You're losing the magic there. So you got to go shopping for the car. All right. I know I don't have a brand new set of keys for you, but this is the most wonderful time of the year. And I don't want you to let it go by. I don't want you to have a hurting heart. I want you to begin to have a mended heart. And I want your marriage to begin to sizzle. And this time of year is a time of year that, if nothing else, begin to reignite that spark. And you don't have to wait for him to make the first move. Mm-mm. This is the 21st century. So come on. What do you say? Let's go shopping? Maybe you want some help with this. Okay, we girls, we all love to go shopping together. Well, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. You don't even have to spend any money. How cool is that? It's a coaching call with me. I would love to come beside you and help you in your walk with your marriage. I know I've been there, and it hurts, and I don't have all the answers. But it's nice always to have someone who is not emotionally consumed in the situation. It's a fresh set of eyes, a set of ears that can sit there and understand and listen and can help prepare you and show you some tools and strategies and how to really go shopping for that car. So if you want some help, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. You know, I can't help but think how magical this time of year is. It truly is. The next time you see your Christmas tree, whether it's the one in your house, or maybe you're driving to a store right now and you're going to park your car and you're going to walk into the store, I want you to look at that Christmas tree and look for the subtle nuances, those little things that make all the difference, that makes that tree stand out more than any of the others. You see, in our marriage, that's what we're doing. We need to be honoring and respecting the little nuances in our marriage because that's what attracted you to him in the first place and you to her. So what do you say? Shall we go shopping? Have a marvelous day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.